Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Drug addiction, especially opioid addiction, was a major story in 2014. Massachusetts officials came up with several ways to deal with the issue this past year. And joining us now to take a look back is WBUR's Deborah Becker. Hi, Deborah.
Hi there, Bob.
So remind us of the extent of this problem in the state this last year.
Well, drug addiction has hit just about every community in Massachusetts. Exact numbers, Bob, on overdose deaths, if that's a way that we want to try to figure out the extent of this problem, are tough to come by. State police recently reported that more than 50 people died from heroin-related deaths in the first 2 weeks of December alone. But that number, Bob, does not include prescription drug overdoses or numbers from some of the major Massachusetts cities where heroin is a known problem. In Worcester, in August of this year, 10 people died of overdoses in a little more than a week. And Worcester City Manager Ed Augustus launched a public education campaign then to try to stem the deaths.
This is something we've never seen before, where literally you have a situation where somebody could put a needle in their arm and in seconds be dead. And so we want to just make sure that we're getting the word out to everybody in the community about how they can protect themselves.
Deb, it's not just the urban areas that are affected in the state.
No, Bob. Even idyllic places like Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket are not immune from this problem. I visited both islands at the start of the summer. One of the people I spoke with was Charles Silberstein. He's an addiction specialist and psychiatrist at Martha's Vineyard Hospital. He told me that there were 6 fatal overdoses in about 9 months on the island.
That's a phenomenal rate for a community of 16,000 people. And that's not to mention the overdoses that haven't been fatal. We've seen overdoses for years, but I don't think we've ever seen this kind of number or frequency.
And Bob, I spoke with police on both of the islands. They took me around and said it's a huge problem. They find syringes on beaches, particularly hidden beaches on Martha's Vineyard. And police say drug arrests have dramatically increased on both islands as well.
All of this caused Governor Patrick to declare in March that opioid addiction was a, quote, public health emergency, unquote.
Right. The state began distributing the overdose reversal drug Narcan to emergency first responders like police and fire officials. And in February, we talked about this proposal and we spoke with the deputy fire chief of Revere, Michael Viviano, and he described what he's seen firsthand using Narcan.
It's just incredible. There's somebody who's on the ground who's literally dead. They have no pulse. Sometimes they're blue, sometimes they're black. And you administer this stuff, and it's sometimes within a minute or two or three, they're actually up and talking to you.
And Bob, now many police and fire departments in Massachusetts carry Narcan to try to reverse overdoses. And this was just one of the steps that the governor announced in March when he declared that public health emergency. This is what he said when he declared it.
We have right now an opiate epidemic, so I will treat this like the public health crisis it is.
Remind us what other steps the governor took then.
Well, the governor said he was going to commit $20 million toward fighting and preventing addiction. And at that announcement of the public health emergency, the governor said opiate overdoses were up 90% between 2000 and 2012. And he said that $20 million would be used for expanded substance abuse treatment, and the governor had a task force come up with several recommendations about preventing and treating addiction.
Governor Patrick also pushed for a law, which was approved by state lawmakers, to expand access to substance abuse treatment.
That's right, and that law passed in August. It does a number of things, Bob. Among them, it removes the pre-authorization requirement for addiction treatment, and it also provides up to 14 days of inpatient treatment if that's determined to be medically necessary. Here's what Governor Patrick said when he signed the bill.
What this bill does is create some new rules and some new tools for us to use together to turn to our brothers and sisters who are dealing with these illnesses and addictions and help them help themselves.
And Bob, that law takes effect in early 2015.
You know, you mentioned that this problem affects every community across the state, but it's also a major issue, a major problem right straight across the country.
Yes. In fact, in August, there was what was called an opioid summit in Boston, and that was where local, state, and federal officials convened to discuss the problem, and officials from several other New England states were in attendance. Also at that summit in August was former Massachusetts health official Michael Botticelli. He is now the acting director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy in Washington.
There's no more pressing issue for the Office of National Drug Control Policy than the opioid issue. The issues that we're seeing here in Boston and Massachusetts are being replicated, unfortunately, across the country.
And Bob, this group says it's working towards several things. One of the things it's looking for is expanded prescription drug monitoring, because addiction often starts with prescription drugs and then moves to heroin because heroin is more accessible and cheaper. And the folks at this summit also said that they wanted to encourage and educate more doctors to use medication-assisted treatment in addiction. That specifically would be the drug Suboxone, they said, and that's a drug that helps reduce cravings in opioid addicts.
So, Deb, after for all this attention in 2014, can we say at the end of the year that officials are getting a handle on the opioid and drug addiction problem?
I wouldn't think so, Bob. Just last month at a state house hearing, many addiction treatment providers criticized the Patrick administration's proposed reimbursement rates. They say that those rates from the governor's office could jeopardize the community-based network of recovery homes and force patients into even more expensive hospitals. And some providers said that they might not be able to survive even another 5 years if those rates from the governor's office go through. And then, Bob, in October, Mayor Marty Walsh closed the bridge to Long Island. As you know, it was an emergency closure, evacuated the residents there. And aside from the large homeless shelter that was run on the island, there were also several substance abuse treatment programs on Long Island as well. In fact, 57% of the recovery beds for Boston were located on Long Island. And so far, there's no plan from the city or the state about what to do to make up for that loss of beds and loss of treatment providers.
One of the many facets of this story Deborah Becker will stay on top of during 2015. Deb, thanks for coming in and talking about this.
Thank you, Bob.